Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
There's a lot of tears going down in Orange County in this episode, and there's even more going down on Twitter. We have all the tweets. We're going to go over everything in tonight's episode of Season 11, Episode 13, Bye Bye Bedores, Real Housewives of OC, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the Real Housewives of OC After Show. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and we have some authentic OC slash BH music playing in the studio tonight.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
We're grooving.
And who's joining me on the panel but Christy?
Well, hello, everyone. I didn't put my headphones on before we started, so now I'm trying to make sure that my hair is good. You guys can all tweet me and just tell me, because that would be easier. It's at Christy Reports. I love to hear from you.
What's up, everyone? I am Thomas Relina. I love when you guys hit me up on Snapchat, so hit me up at Thomas Relina.
There you go. Are you exclusive to Snapchat now?
Just Snapchat for right now.
Yes.
I'm a big snapper.
Exclusive to Snapchat.
With that new hair, which
yes, I have. Yes, thank you.
And our shout out to Blake, who is dealing with something tonight. She couldn't make it into the studio, but we send you well wishes.
Yes.
So let's talk about tonight's episode. We're going to buzz through because I teased it at the beginning. We've got tweets. There's a lot happening. These ladies... The reunion is going to be lit, people.
I know.
It's so exciting. So just get ready, because people are not happy with one another, and it's all playing out. Even some returns from the past are speaking out and showing out with these ladies. So we're gonna be there for you coming up. But first, let's take a look at the show. Shannon's rental house is there. It looks good. It's not up to her standards of. You know, the feng shui is off. There's a skylight in the bathroom, you know.
There might be. Wi-Fi.
I don't know how you live without Wi-Fi.
I don't even know. I don't even want to imagine.
You're like plugging in. Like, I had that in college. Like, I actually just unpacked this last night. I was like, oh, do I need this? You know, like a telephone wire.
Like the actual, yeah. Like a telephone wire.
Yeah, Ethernet cord.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Ethernet. I haven't even heard that word in years. But, you know, you'd think this would be a pretty big deal for three, like, preteen girls, right?
Yeah.
Or they're about teenagers now. I mean, how do they not just complain about that so bad that Shannon just gives in?
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Well, they all seem like good sports to me with this move. They all seem to be pretty open-minded about it. I mean, I would be kind of sad to leave such a nice house that they had. But they all seem to be ready to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New energy. Yeah. I don't mind the new house. Did you guys?
I'd live there.
I would. Yeah. I'd live there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it looked nice. So Shannon says in this scene that she's still hurt by David's mom wanting him to be with the mistress. So that was the first time we heard this, you know, mm-hmm. that was what she wanted. And that. So I'm like, all right, well, I can understand why she's still hurting by that. But despite everything, she's still going through the move. And then we cut to another couple, two multimillionaires painting a garage. And this made me laugh because I'm like, really? I've never seen two multimillionaires doing labor. But they didn't even bother to unscrew the plates on the walls. That drives me crazy, by the way, when people are lazy and they don't they don't take it off. It drives me crazy. Yeah. There's been too many apartments that have done that. So, what can we say? Kelly talks about how she's going to recommend her divorce attorney for a friend. And then we learned that, and this is what I had surmised all season long about Kelly, was that her lawyer was all set up to get a big chunk of change out of Michael. And Michael didn't want to pay it. So, of course, it all comes down to money, so she's went back with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she'll probably, if she was in here, she'd probably say it was about the daughter and all of that, and we opened up about that
later. Well, yeah, because she later attributed it to other things.
Yeah, but I've always said it was about the money with this one, more than anything. I'm sure there are other factors, but this is what set the two of them off.
Mm-hmm. We don't really see them go, like, on a romantic date or anything like that. It's just pretty much, like, when he's at the event. So it would be nice for them to show a little bit more of their interaction so we could judge more based off, you know, their interaction together one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
She went back with...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Tim, after they've been together for 2 years at this point, and it's still not working. I mean, what did she expect? But for the convenience of bills, and she doesn't want to lose out on her money, they're living in that house.
Well, yeah, and you know, she has her mom and her brother at that home as well. And, I mean, he's essentially kind of taking care of her extended family, too, there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see where it's a lot of pressure, mm-hmm. but it mm-hmm. just doesn't seem like if anyone isn't happy, why?
Right.
Why are we there painting together in the garage yes. yelling at each other? Yes. Why?
So Vicky is now going to be a spokesmodel for Kill All Cancer. And I'm sure Shan, I can't wait to read Shan's blog about this.
Oh my gosh.
You know she's going to have something to say. So they're forming a charity with an add-on insurance claim. Like, of course, she's in for, I'm like, I don't get how the, she's insuring the charity, I guess, is what it's all about. So everyone gets paid. And it's like, the charity is those Livestrong bracelets.
I know. You weren't feeling that from the beginning.
First of all, you don't make them white. Those things that they rub up against anything, they're the first things to get dirty. There's nothing worse than, like, dirty white jewelry, white
anything.
Yeah. Because if you, those things, they stay on. So you shower in those, you work out in those, you guard it in those. It's like they're on all day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I was like, you couldn't think of anything else to do this. Then we had a lovely vintage clip of a commercial this Victoria Gunvalson was in.
Victoria. I love Victoria.
We were loving that one.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, you mentioned that it's probably about the money. You know, she's getting an insurance claim off of this. And I think that's what a lot of charity stuff is. A lot of times it is just a money-making vehicle or a tax break. Or, you know, this certainly didn't strike me as anyone genuinely having an interest in this cause. This seemed like pretty much a business affair.
Yeah, and a self-image reparations, I right. could say. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and so...
They were kind of selling it like that as well. They were like, how many times can you knock somebody down, you know? So yeah. mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
Which I think is just silly because it's just going to bring the naysayers back. It's going to bring all the Brooke stuff up again. It's going to give people a reason and a platform to say, what the heck is she doing that for?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you think twice before donating a large check to a charity like that? Not because it's related to cancer or anything, it's because she's behind it. There are mm-hmm. so many great charities out there.
Mm-hmm.
Big, like St. Jude's is great. You know, that's not necessarily complete cancer. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, what's that, the City of Hope?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been mentioned many times on this show. That's what I was referring to. Is that there's a lot of way more large, legitimate, like, you know, they're not like a vehicle to repair someone's image, you know? So wouldn't you rather put your money over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just thinking. I don't know. But Michael, her son, was really quick to mention that everyone thought that Brooks was lying except her. He doesn't really know what else to say about it. And she said that, you know, the way she described it was very weird. She said, well, you know, we were together. He was re-diagnosed and then there were false records. It's like, whoa, you kind of fast-forwarded through quite a bit there, Vicky. Yeah.
Every time I see Vicky bring it up, I'm just like, let's just never talk about it again. I'm so sick of it.
I know. I am too.
Well, yeah. she failed to mention in this scenario that she did lie and say that she had to call Terry in the middle of the night once for Brooks. And, you know, she always seems to forget that little detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
again, I want to like Vicky, but I don't know what's coming up, but I don't know.
Oh, I know. I'm excited. That trailer took me by surprise.
Yes. Yes. So let's talk about Megan real quick. We'll just kind of, you know, she wasn't too involved with the ladies this week, but she's ripping off Anthropology.
Which Grant called out before you she did. Admitted yeah, that she had worked on. At Anthropology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the store to me looks like any other store in a mall, you know, but she thought it was gorgeous. She's a part owner. I'm sure Jimmy invested in this company. Was it? It's called K Hall Fashion Island. Mm-hmm. To me, it's very OC. The whole thing, you know, with the bath salts and the big, you know, urns and all that.
Yeah.
So Jimmy likes candles. That's what we learned in the scene. And then we went to the fertility clinic. Right.
Yeah.
So, and then there was the dramatic scene there. I forgot that she was inseminated with two embryos.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when she learned that she's only going to move forward with one.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of bittersweet because you, obviously, I know she was hoping for two. But, you know, just having one, I think that's like a miracle. And she can share that story with millions of people out there that go through this process. So it was bittersweet, but I'm happy for her that she's having one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would be curious to hear how women who have been through this themselves felt about this scene. To me, it kind of came off as a little bit greedy. You know, she's very lucky to be in the position where she and Jim can afford to have this procedure done. And a baby is a blessing from God, whether there's one or five or, you know, no matter what. And so I was just, I thought she came across as like a little bit spoiled, like, but I wanted two babies.
I don't know. I think you need to have a moment to mourn what could be. You know, you set certain expectations. I'm assuming this is something she's wanted her whole life. So I think it's okay for her to take a moment to kind of, like, process everything, you know?
Okay.
I'm giving her a pass on this one. But, yeah, I mean, she's been a little all over the place this season. But the loss of, you know, a child like that, you know, like, I don't want to put it that way, you know, because
no, because
I mean
to be fair, she was never pregnant with that baby.
Right.
That baby was never an embryo. I should stop because
I don't know
the medical stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that because even Jimmy asks, like, so there's just no, like, I don't know if he used the word remnants or what, but there's just no presence of, no. So yeah, it just it never actually, I guess, turned into.
And Jim was very sweet in this scene.
Yeah.
We have been dying to see him act fatherly, be caring about this pregnancy, and man, he could not have handled this any better, and she was so glad to have him there. I can certainly see why. I kind of finally was like, oh, that's why you want him there. He can be supportive, and he is happy about this.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yes. Yeah. What else can we say that happened here? We learned about Kelly's mom. And she was in a unhappy marriage. She knew she married the guy at 20. I think they were over by like 25. She thought it was over by they were 25. And she basically, we learned later on in the episode, she basically told Kelly, get a divorce. It's over. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of an odd scene. I like Kelly's mom, but it was weird they had them like sitting in the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's that trying to get that green house out of the shot of her house is now I always see it in the corner now that Blake told us what's up.
Yes.
And I just think it is. It came across as like a little bit. I mean, that's what we do in Middle America.
Yeah.
Like, you sit in a laundry, $9.99 lawn chair from Target on your front stoop or your parking garage.
Everybody has those, yes.
Yeah, you know, so just this didn't seem very Orange County-y to me.
No.
Right, yes, a little different. I don't think Heather Dubrow would participate in that.
No.
I love her. So we learned that Michael threatened to gain sole custody of their daughter, Jolie. And, I mean... That's probably another reason why she called it off, obviously.
Let me tell you, Grant, that is ugly.
Yeah.
That is an ugly situation. And I'm on that note, I'm going to tell you about something that can make you beautiful.
Let's see.
You like that? You like that? Beauty Box is one of our favorite sponsors. The BeautyCon Box is a subscription box that's delivered to your door every season, curated by your favorite beauty gurus. Guys, get this. It's over $150 worth of product for $30.
Nice.
You can save $20 if you sign up for the annual payment plan. And with the seasonal payment plan, you can pay each month for the box box and the shipping costs. Check out beautycon.com/box to sign up for your subscription. Use the code BOXBUZZ for 20% off. And now you might be saying, what am I going to get in my BeautyCon box? Well, the current box offers the Redken Sea Salt Spray. This is for beach wavy textured hair. I love that stuff. The Smashbox Brow, Candy Johnson's go-to brow product. And the NYX Ombre Lip Duo in Peaches and Cream for that bright pop of color for summer. I do love me some NYX products. So everybody, make sure you check out the BeautyCon box and you can get 20% off using the promo code
BOXBUZZ.
BOXBUZZ.
Right. Yes.
All right. Nice. Very good. Thank you, Christy, for that word.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, Kelly, at this point in the episode, fears that her relationship could go the way of Tamra's situation with her daughter being influenced by Michael. And I can understand that concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Michael's definitely a strong character. We haven't really seen it play out. We haven't seen this narcissist beyond a little here and there, but the way she's painting him, he sounds like a complete nightmare, and she's no joke either.
Yeah, and you know, my first thoughts on this was, come on, Kelly. In our American judicial system, a child is not taken away from its mother for no reason. We have to remember that in the Tamra situation, Sydney chose to stop having a relationship with Tamra. She chose to go live with her father. And there were some allegations that backed that up, which is why it was granted in the first place. But now that I'm thinking about it, you know, she did express concern that Michael would turn Jolie against her. And I guess I'm seeing now that she could end up in the same kind of a situation as Tamra with a guy like Michael.
It's a good point, though, that she really couldn't lose custody entirely.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, she has a past, but, I mean, it's not like she's, like, you know, a murderer.
Well, right, and I've read court documents from when they were separated last time, and he did make allegations. She's out drinking all night long. She has people coming and going. He definitely was making a play for that in their initial divorce proceedings, so...
Yeah, that's really tough for her because I feel like she's just battling a lot of different things, you know, like just trying to be the best mom she can be and just, you know, going through her marriage that she's not happy with. She just seems like somebody that just needs some more guidance just to, like, you know what I mean? I feel like we're seeing that. She's just not getting that guidance from any of the women really on the show. I mean, people can relate to her issue, but I feel like nobody's really just saying this is what you need to do. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel bad for her. She's a weird one, you know. One minute you're like, oh, you know, she's a human being, but she's has that switch.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. So let's switch things up and go to the spa day, which looked like a beautiful place.
Yeah, I don't know where actually, this was. One of my friends actually went to that resort, and she said it was amazing. So she like broke it down exactly how you see it, like different sections in the spa. I would love to go there for sure.
I would love that. I don't know if I would do the mud though. Would you do the mud?
I think I would.
I would.
I'm curious enough about it. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm such a clean freak. I don't know. I don't know.
You're not pinning a turtle anytime soon.
I wouldn't get in there. No. Someone can apply it, but I'm like, you know.
Like laying down?
Yeah.
You don't want to swim in it.
Yeah. No. No. Okay. But Vicky switched gears. We'll talk now about David's mother, because Vicky knew that David's mother wanted him with the mistress. And that apparently they were friends. The mistress was friends with David's sister, and they would get together for like a year. They would have like family dinners and stuff. And Vicky didn't hold back on saying any of this. You can imagine what Shannon must think.
I know.
This was one of the most shocking revelations.
And they said it so calmly too.
Yes. I mean, the idea that Shannon's husband took the mistress to family dinner, and that mom and sister and everybody is cool with this to the point where they befriend her, is just so far out of my realm even of understanding.
Yeah.
And I know I'm kind of getting ahead of us, but even later in the episode when David was saying, oh, you know, I told my mom not to talk to you that way, it's like, well, you were disrespecting your wife in front of your family for over a year.
Yeah.
How do you expect them now to treat your wife with respect?
I can't even imagine.
Good point.
I can't even imagine that. Like, the details that we found out in tonight's episode, I didn't know. I mean, she was coming over for dinner. They were having interactions. Like, I mean, for Shannon to have forgiven him for everything, I feel like, you know, she's going to have her moments where she's going to have flashbacks, but good for her for just battling through that, because I honestly don't even know if I could go through something like that.
Yeah, I was glad to hear at least that Shannon knows about this, that it wasn't going to be like a new bombshell.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But they didn't really touch on that. You know, tonight was the night we really heard all this new information, right?
Right, yeah. Vicky, at this point, she kind of says this twice about both marriages with regards to Shannon and David, and then later on with Kelly and Michael. But she says that, you know, she was when you're already out of the marriage when you're cheating. So she kind of basically admitted that she really did cheat on Dawn.
Yeah.
Which we all knew. Mm-hmm. We all knew that was going on. But, yeah, so she said, you don't have an affair when you're happily married. Well, it's true. But, you know, the difference is, though, that he went back to her and repaired his relationship. Like, yeah, I'm sure he wasn't happy, but he did the work and is now happy. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I mean, I don't think those two are pretending that they're happy right now.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, I really don't. So anyway, what else can we say here? The massage scene, the massage under the oaks. I know that I would participate in.
Yes.
I'm all for that. It was interesting because these ladies were divided. You had Tamara and Heather over here, and then that fool Kelly and Vicky in the other hut or under the other tree or wherever they were. And they should all be together. I don't know. Typical, you know, a staple, a housewife staple, the massage scene.
Yeah.
You know?
Split them up and hope they talk crap about each other.
Yes.
Oh, wait, one of them's just going to loudly talk about her husband to the point where the other two can overhear? Oh, just as good.
I mean, I never saw anyone cry and get so upset and ugly cry during a massage.
I know.
But Vicky really hit a nerve with her. You know, she cried over her marriage. She said that she bought herself a purse for their anniversary. I don't think there's really an anniversary to celebrate here.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Maybe on paper, like Uncle Sam, like, you know, like in the eyes of the full county of Orange County and the state of California, but I mean, I don't know what kind of marriage that is.
No, and you know, when she first said about, oh, you know, he's never gotten me a gift and this and that, I thought, well, that's not such a huge deal. Like, in my life, my husband and I don't really do a lot of that either. It's like, you're not going to spend your joint money on a gift for the other person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that's not what some couples appreciate about each other. It's
right.
Like, oh, you got me a great gift, you know? But then as she continued on, no card, no, you know, turning it around on her and suspecting that the bag she bought for herself was bought by another man. It's like, that kind of takes it to a whole nother level. Like, let's stop at the Hallmark and grab a greeting card.
I'm big on it. I'm like super big on anniversaries, so I'll like celebrate like every month. So honestly, I don't drop any date, so I just feel like I could never deal with something like that. Like, you have to. I'm big with celebrations, you know.
Yeah.
So
Thomas That's wants to be nice. Taken out to dinner, y'all.
Yes.
And a present.
And more than that. Yeah.
Well, Kelly says Michael told her to shut up, and that was in front of their daughter, and she's witnessing all this disrespect. Kelly, why are you there then? I mean, you know, I mean, if the situation isn't good when you're out of it, and the situation is even worse when you're in it, any change is better than no change, you know?
You think we'll see them go through therapy? You think they'll share that on camera?
I just don't think they're going
to
do it.
I don't think I think they're past that. Like, I don't think there's anything to repair.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it develops, because if we look at a history of all the housewives that have gone through marital issues, I mean, we could literally name like a list of people that this show has affected their marriages.
Oh, yeah. Are you saying we know where this is going?
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just want whatever's best for them, I guess, because it's like not working what's happening now.
No, and she's clearly, I mean, no angel either.
No. Yes. So Tamara tells Heather at this point that, you know, I know what she's up against. She's with a narcissist, all of that. And then they all get together. Tamara and Heather, they all kind of talk to Kelly and give her a hug and at this point. And Tamara says that things are going to get worse. She tells her, like, get ready because it's going to get worse before it gets better. And Kelly's left not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
So
if she was any less of a sympathetic character, man, it's almost hard not to feel bad for Kelly. But there's so much bad behavior in the bank that you can't. I mean, in this situation, to look at that and go, oh, geez, instead of, oh, my gosh, this poor woman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's making me realize how much she's done that makes me go,
That's what makes her such a great dynamic character, though. She's great. you know, because she's got all these layers to her. You don't know, like, if she's going to be screaming in someone's face or if they're going to be going in for a hug.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? It's like, it's a great character for sure. I mean, I don't know if I want anything coming to do with her.
For the next season, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want anyone like her in my life, though. You know?
I want to party with her.
I'm sure she would love to participate, Thomas.
Yes.
I'm sure she would love. Just don't ask her to pay the bill.
Oh.
Someone else may say, Shannon and David go out to dinner. David feels bad for the way his mother disrespected her and sent his mother a text. Again, we said this last week. These two don't seem close. The mother and son situation seems like...
Mm-mm.
So he's like, you know, you can't be like that around my wife. Like, I'm going to have to cut you out. But he told Shannon that he would have to cut her out should that the mother continue to disrespect her. And, you know, Shannon's all too happy to have her man defend her, you know? And, yeah, we learned that David's father made a choice, that his words, to step out on his mother. So there's some correlation with this. I don't know.
That makes it even more shocking.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. The fact that the mom and the sister were on board with hanging out with the mistress and the whole thing after you've been through that exact situation.
Right?
Yeah. It's so bizarre.
I mean, right? Like,
Yeah.
People, if you're just podcasting right now, I'm like, got a total open mouth thing, like jaw on the floor. I can't believe that.
I know.
Yeah, David ensured his wife that she had nothing to do with his mistake. Now, that goes against everything Vicky was saying earlier about, like, you know what you're doing. You know, you're unhappy. You step out. I don't know.
Every time he brings it up and I see Shannon, I'm just like, can we just also not talk about that as well? It's just so painful to have to relive it, you know, for her, for sure.
Yep. Well, that'll do it for the recap of the show.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at what's happening real time. On Twitter, there is some... fights, and I was looped into these. Thank you for those who have sent me them. And let's do a quick dramatic read. We're going to start with the one in color that starts with Shannon. And this one happens... Oh, when the hell did this happen? Over the week... No, last week. Midweek last week.
Okay.
All right. So, playing the role of Shannon...
Oh, that's me! I try to get my crazy Shannon on. Oh.
I'm going to play two fans that have gone in here, and I'm going to play... Who else am I playing? Lizzie and Gretchen Rossi.
There are so many people involved in this.
Yes. And Thomas, who are you playing?
I am playing the OG of the OC, Vicky, and I'm playing our favorite, Kelly Dodd.
Okay. Let's say who we are. Let's say the first thing before we say each thing. So that way we know, like, Shannon. And this is, you know, go for it. Let's go.
All right. Let's do it. Shannon sex. Really? At Kelly Dodd? I need to follow Christ's lead? Please show me the way. Crying laughing emoji.
And a fan says, at Shannon, at Kelly. She's hungry, people. She just said she was doing a cleanse. That'll make you pissed off at the world. LOL.
It's hangry, says Kelly.
Fan says, have you already taped the reunion?
No, not yet. Late October.
Shannon, at Kelly, at the fan. Kelly, the seasoned cast member ready for the reunion, threatening me that she's going to bring it. Can't wait.
And then she continues up here.
Oh, and if I were you, Kelly, I wouldn't talk about other families you label dysfunctional. Tune in next week, people. Ellipsis.
Fan, at Shannon. Has this stopped being fun yet? It doesn't seem to be worth it. So much hate for what should be a fun TV show. Fan, at Shannon. Seems like they are doing what they do best, gang up over the OC. And Gretchen comes in and says, at Shannon, always. And then she comes back and says, this music's killing me. She comes back and she says, at Shannon, at Kelly, that's funny coming from you. Really? Your husband cheating on you?
Kelly.
Go ahead.
Kelly says, Shannon can never admit her faults. She is the victim.
Lizzie comes in.
Lizzie Robesack, people.
Yeah, and she says, at Kelly, sadly it's true. I wrote a sincere, even complimentary blog, and she went bananas on me. Maybe you threaten her.
Shannon says, at Lizzie, at Kelly, at the fan. Lizzie, you're not on the show anymore. Give it up, my friend. No one is interested in your point of view.
Then Gretchen comes in and says, Lizzie was nothing but a good friend to Shannon. For her to say... that to her tonight, so mean and a low blow. Lizzie says she's an angry woman that wants to hate on people. I don't know what she said. It's cut off. Then Gretchen says, Lizzie was nothing but a good friend to Shannon. For her to say that tonight was so mean. Then they say, hands emoji. And Vicky comes in.
Woo!
So Vicky's been reading the whole thing. If that was a mess, it really is. It really is. But let's transition.
Juicy. And it wasn't the only Real Housewives of Orange County Twitter war to go down in the last week, people. Can you believe it?
So many people involved in that one.
Oh my God.
This one's a little less. This one's a little easier to follow. So, Thomas, who will you be portraying in this scene?
I am Kelly Dodd. Sydney is 18. She is an adult. And I said, how would you feel if I contacted them? I never would because I'm not that low.
Tamara says, at Kelly, she's 17. Watch yourself. And then Tamara says, she's about as low as they come. So her rants mean nothing to me. Hashtag keep watching or anyone else.
That's exactly what I said. It's bullshit.
Ooh. Fan, at Kelly Dodd. Tamara could have her daughter's attention if she listened to her in the first place. Tamara is for Tamara. Ooh. Hashtag sad.
Oh, at the fan, at Kelly, you know nothing, Tamara says.
Fan, I don't know why Tamara got into this mess with at Kelly and her ex. Imagine if someone contacted Simon or his new wife.
Tamara responds, because the girl reached out on social media was telling us criminal things that Kelly has done. It's scary.
Kelly responds, what criminal things? I don't have a criminal record.
Tamara says, I give a shit. Worried about our cast. We all are. Ooh.
She goes on to say,
LOL, I'm a great mother. Ask Spencer, Sophia, and Ryan. Hope Michael doesn't divorce you and take Jolie.
Ooh. Fan says, at Tamara, at Kelly. He says, I don't think Tamara had a restraining order against her, though.
Tamara says, nope, and I've never been in jail.
Fan says, even if you did, you know how to play the Housewives game very well. Others don't seem to get it.
Tamara says, thank you. I don't lose my shit on social media because I'm secure in who I am. Hashtag Sable. Hashtag she's digging her own grave. And then Tamara says, at Kelly Dodd, you defamed yourself. Hashtag not that famous.
Last page.
Tamara says, by the way, I called you, explained everything, apologized. We were good. Did you forget or do you just love drama? Hashtag not normal. And then Tamara says, haha, you miss me not putting up with her nonsense anymore. Attacking everyone like a bully, then plays the victim. Thumbs down emoji. Tamara is not done yet, she adds. I know, I felt so bad for her. Then she turned on me too. She can't help herself. Hashtag not stable.
Where did Kelly go after this? I was waiting for my line. There was no response from this?
No. You think she passed out?
Can you look at the time? She? The time of this was September 22nd. It started 6 a.m. It ended at 7:27 a.m. Who gets in a Twitter fight before breakfast?
This Twitter war is real.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
That was juicy.
And
was
shout out to the booth for some good music. Some really over the top reading.
Ray.
What more can we say? So that's what's going on currently. Oh, Christy, what news and gossip do you have for us?
Well, speaking of a former Real Housewife of Orange County, Gretchen Rossi, she and Vicky actually had a boozy night out together in Dallas.
I saw that video.
It was crazy, right? So super random. They happen to be staying in hotels right next to each other on the same night. Their Twitter fans pointed that out to them. Like, hey, girls, you should go hang out. That's exactly what they did. They started their evening out at a club and ended it at a line dancing bar until 3 a.m. Vicky even took her turn dancing with one Slade Smiley.
Wow.
That's right.
The world is over. We've got Donald Trump on television right now and a debate and Tamara and Slade and friggin' Vicky. Does she need a recap of the infamous Miss Piggy comment and picture up on the Irvine Spectrum?
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
We haven't seen that one in a while.
No.
Well, I guess because we lost Gretchen. Well, meanwhile, Kelly is responding to, remember last week, everyone was kind of saying, why did she get involved in this whole Bedore thing? Why is she chatting up the mom?
Yeah.
Well, she explained in her blog and she said, Donna's emotions seemed really genuine, that Donna was really crying to her, to Kelly, and that Kelly was close with her grandmothers growing up, so she's really empathetic to this situation. Kelly added and kind of said, I'm sure it's difficult for everyone, especially Shannon's daughters. So I think that was really just kind of
a
blow that was meant to pick and prod a little bit.
What is it with this woman bringing up the kids? This woman's bringing up the kids in every shot she can get.
This is why it's so hard to be sympathetic for her, you know? Yeah. She does things like this.
Anything else happening?
No, that is our Real Housewives of Orange County news for the week.
Tamara had a little bit more to say, believe it or not, after
I'm sure
that,
she did.
She wrote on Facebook, she said, this is about Kelly. She said, this girl won't stop. She claims she never watched the show, yet she knows so much about my family. How? Because she has a mutual friend with my ex and was at a party with the both of them months ago. So don't act innocent.
So wait, what is the main switch that, you know, she turned face on Tamara? What was the main thing?
We don't know yet. I don't think we know yet. I don't know.
No, they're mildly cool right now, right?
Right. They hugged each other in this episode. And yeah, she kind of gave her advice about how to put up with a narcissist.
But then we got this supersized... really a trailer for the second half of the season.
I have a feeling it has to do with Tamara's daughter and the connection that, you know, why is it that she's fighting with Tamara and she's describing, you know, she doesn't want to end up like Tamara and they're the two that are going at it. So I feel like it might have to do with family. You know, never to mess with Tamara's family. So
Well, she wraps up this note, which I found on Mr. Real Mr. Housewife, by the way, and all bold, she says, stop talking about my precious daughter. Sincerely, hashtag dumb... and then hashtag forgive me Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
So that was after everything broke down. So there's a lot coming up. Let's predict real quick.
Ooh. Yeah, that's just so sad, honestly.
You know, I'm not so sure that what happens between Kelly and Tamara is about her daughter. I predict that Kelly's just gonna take it there with her comments because she knows that's what's really gonna get to Tamara.
Yeah.
So, but what's going on, what's going to go down between Tamara and Vicky really interests me much, much more. And I'm trying to think right now, what could it be? What could be the catalyst?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen so much play out, and I just don't know what it could be to make Tamara that angry.
I mean, I don't think you can get more angry than how Tamara was all up in her face. Something switched. And this trip is going to be kick-ass if it all happens on the trip.
I just find it so interesting. I actually watched the Watch What Happens Live with Tamara.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, they know these episodes are coming, but they just have to play it cool. But it's like, looking at her in that episode, I'm like, what happened? Like, I want to know now.
It kind of makes the fact that her and Vicky have been going back and forth in the media since the season started. Yeah. It makes that make sense.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was like a week before the show premiered that something happened that, like, she said, like, an effing done. Like, she had to kind of keep it cool because the show hadn't started yet. But everybody, like, fans had surmised that she kind of and she retweeted them that it had to do with Vicky. So, because it was about not trusting Vicky. So,
this is what we like seeing on Housewives, though. I mean, it's unfortunate that people that, you know, she developed a relationship with Tamara, they were so cool, you know, and for them to, you know, have a fallout like that is pretty sad, but that's what you get on Housewives.
Yeah, and it'll make me think like, ooh, so season 12, Tamara and Vicky, friendship back on as per usual. I mean, they do this every year.
I know.
See, Tamara now has Shannon and Heather. She doesn't need Vicky anymore.
True. Yeah.
And Vicky's just going to latch on. If Gretchen comes back, which I know nothing, but if she comes back, then they're already like this, as you said in Dallas.
I don't know why they let her go. I really did like Gretchen. Yeah.
And
Kelly. She was fun.
She was. I wouldn't be surprised at all if she pops back up, especially with Vicky seems to be pushing for it.
Yeah, and I've always said there's room for Gretchen on this show. Like, it's very well produced. It's a very good show. But we can add her, and I would love to see the relationship between Shannon and Gretchen. What would that be like?
Yeah, totally. Andy Cohen, if you're watching, get Gretchen back on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
I'm sure she'd happily sign on. I mean, Christy and I know how badly she wants this.
Yes.
Let's give it to her.
Yeah, and Slade. I mean, Slade loves the Housewives. I don't think he'd be objecting either.
Yeah. Slade.
Now, the day Slade Smiley turns down a Real Housewives of Orange County shoot is a cold day you know where, boys.
Whatever happened to Radio Slade? Remember his show?
I know.
Radio Slade.
That was you're like, saying there's no room for Joe on the Real Housewives of Orange County?
Joe, which one?
Oh, Joe De La Rosa.
Oh,
she is married to a rich guy now and actually has a pretty lucrative career as an ad exec or something.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, so it would be cool to see kind of a new, different Joe than we had back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that idea.
Joe.
Yeah, that's the thing. The people who watch OC have watched since day one. You know, like they are at least from the very early seasons. So you could bring someone back like that and not have it be like a whoa.
It wouldn't be like, who's Quinn?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Does anyone even remember Quinn?
Oh, God. I remember the Skytop Quinn.
She was like the first crazy Christian.
Yes.
And she was a cougar. Remember, she was a crazy Christian cougar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes.
She still chimes in sometimes on this Twitter stuff, too, but it's just that nobody even remembers.
The following
I'm surprised Lizzie was jumping in here, to say the very least, because like that was the most she did in all the time she was involved on the show.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see where after they leave, who they side with, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm holding out for Gretchen. What do you think? We want to know what you think. Is there room for her or no? And what are you thinking is going to be happening in Dublin? Or wherever that scene,
that
it must
fun.
Be when they were traveling, because it was in one of those stretch vans. You know, it was in one of those tour vans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, it was like the night vision was on. Like, what is happening this season, in my opinion, is really delivering.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Agreed.
So we want to hear your comments below. We need some positivity in the world, so give us a thumbs up. Let us know your thoughts. You can follow us on Twitter and let us know all of your thoughts, especially on these Twitter links. Thank you again I for sending me these.
That was so fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was at @LoveAndyC that had tweeted these to me or retweeted and added me, so I appreciate the heads up. All right, where can we find you guys? What's going on in the world?
Well, you guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. And if you know that the Total Bellas premieres on E! Next Wednesday, that's October 5th, and I will be right here breaking it down at AfterBuzz TV. The after show is going to be on live at 10 p.m. I am super excited for that one, guys. So please come check it out.
You guys can follow me on my Snapchat. I've been all over my Snapchat recently, so follow me on my Snapchat at Thomas Rulina, and I also do E!'s reality series, Robin China. You can catch that Sunday night at 10.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And on October 4th, my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Live, begins on BidChat, BidChat. That'll do it for us. The OC ladies will be back to talk more coming up. Lots coming, lots happening.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.